Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Me'ilah, Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the third Mishnah of this, the fourth Perek. Again, dealing with the issue of Tzeruv. Kol HaNevelot Mitztarfim Zu Im Zu, V'chol HaShkatzim or Shvatzim Mitztarfim Ze Im Ze. The implication here of Kol HaNevelot would be that if, let's say, you had half a kazayat of a dead cow and half a kazayat of a dead sheep, and they were together, then they would generate tuma. If you ate them, you'd be chayav makot for eating a nevela. We'll see how far that goes. Amar Rav, lo shanu elo linyan tuma, that they join for tuma nevela, aval linyan achila, torin mifnatzon, torin mifnatzon, which means, if you ate a half a kazayit of dead camel and a half a kazayit of dead cow, you would not be loka, because camel is behemat me'ah, and it's already got an isur. And cow didn't have an Isur until it died, and because of the rule of Ein Isur Chalal Isur, which seems to be the issue, therefore the camel can't become more Asur, and therefore they're not Mitztaref. V'levi Amar Filu L'Achilan Mitztarefin. Levi says they're Mitztaref for everything, reads the Mishnah straight up. Rav Asi Amar, now, Rav Asi can be read two ways, Torim Latzman Tmein Latzman. He says they're separate. Is he responding to Levi? Or is he responding even to Rav? So, Ikadamar Pliga to Rav. Some people think he even disagrees with Rav and says it's always separate for Tuma and for Achila. Ikadamar lo Pliga. Some people say he doesn't disagree. He agrees with Rav. He's just responding to Levi and says that for Achila, they are separate. Now, Meitame, watch this challenge. This challenge can be read two different ways. It can be read as a challenge against Rav and Ravasi either way, or it can be read as a challenge only against Ravasi if he takes the extreme position. Mitat paravachaye gamal, which means a piece of dead cow and a piece of live camel, meaning Avram and Achai of a camel, ein mitztarfim zem zeh. They're not mitztaref. Implication is hamitachne hamitztarfin. If they're both dead, they are mitztaref. V'kash Ravasi. That's certainly a challenge to Ravasi in the extreme position, because it means that tamei and tahor are mitztaref for something. So ema, that's the wrong inference. Hachayeshne mitztarfin. It's there to teach you that if they're both Avram and Achai, they're mitztaref. Umani Rabbi Yehuda hi, Da'amar Avram and Achai, Nuhayg Batmeah. The Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Chachamim and says that the Isur of Avram and Achai applies also to non-kosher animals, and therefore it's teaching you that Avram and Achai applies to a Gamal, and therefore Avram and Achai of Gamal and Avram and Achai of a Para would connect. But if one's dead and one's alive, they don't connect. But if they're both dead, they're not mitztaref. That's how Ravasi would defend himself. So why is the Tana going out of his way to pick this odd case of a dead cow and a live camel? I say, odd, not because it's any stranger than anything else, but because the wording is a little bit more, much more for the Tana to remember. Even if they're both dead, they're not mitztaref. V'od, Tanya Chazizayt Paravachaya, Chazizayt Zayt Gamal V'mitata, or an explicit braita, that if a half Zayt of the Kazayt of Para that's alive, meaning Avram and Achai, and half a Kazayt of a dead Gamal, Ein Mitztarfin, Ava Chazizayt Mipara, Ava Chazizayt Migamal, but if they're both the same, meaning alive or dead, Ben Machem V'mitata Mitztarfin, so Kasha the Reisha Seifa, so if you're going to interpret the Reisha the way that you did, which is that it's just there to tell you that if they're both alive, they're mitztaref, but not if they're both dead, then the Reish and the Sefer are in and at odds. It's clear that if they're both dead, they're mitztaref. And Ravasi certainly is on the hot seat. So Malach Ravasi's answer would be, Atanasabi Isur Chalal Isur. That this Tana must hold Isur Chalal Isur, and that's why he would say that they are, mitztaref. But if I hold Ein Isur Chalal Isur, then they're not mitztaref. Okay, I'm Rav Yehuda Amarav. Now we have the next piece of this. Achilat shratzim lokeh alav b'chazayit. That if you eat kazayit of a sheretz, you get makot. Ma'itam achilak tivu. It says, lo tochlum. You're not allowed to eat them. The word achilah always implies kazayit. But the problem is, Vatan Rabbi Yosef Chanina committed Rabbi Yochanan. He taught the following in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll say that Rabbi Yochanan approved of it, so that gives it his imprimatur. Which is to eat at nafshotechem. Don't make your bodies disgusting by eating this. Look at the pasuk on the page. But then you'll see, it starts by talking about not eating, and ends with tumah. Why is Meir Tumah Mechadasha of Achila Chadasha? It's there to tell you that just like Tumah of Sheretz is much smaller than Kazayit, it's Chadasha, so Achila is also Mechadasha, much smaller. So how could Rav say you need a full Kazayit to be Chayav? He kills Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan praised Rabbi Yosef Chanina for that. Vekashla to Rav, so we're now at odds with Rav. So the answer is lo kasha. Rav could defend himself. Kan mitatan kan b'chayehen. If they're dead, which is a point at which they would generate tumah, then indeed eating them is b'chadasha. But if they're alive, so it's an aver min achai or eating a sheretz, then it is a kazayit. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye turns to Rav Yosef, we'll see in the Beit Midrash, and says, v'harav matnitin kai. Rav's comment was a comment on our Mishnah. Matnitin kol ha-shratzim k'tani. Our Mishnah said, kol ha-shratzim mitstarfin. I feel the mitatan. I mean, implying that even if they're dead, the mitstaref. Okay? So, Amar Rav Yosef. Yosef turns to Abaye and says, ha-hit yukat delachu. That's your interpretation that Rav was commenting on our Mishnah, in which case you'd be right. But Rav Shmata Ba'oma Kamar. Rav was just making a statement disconnected, independent of our Mishnah, and just saying, eating shratzim, you get a kazayit. So it could be b'chayen. V'kilse Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, supporter of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, let's take a look at that. Meitavei ha'ivarin ein lan shiur, meaning if there's a limb, it doesn't need to have be kashir, the limb itself is the shiur. Even if you have a less than nevela, like a little finger that's less than a kazayit, sorry, of nevela, or a tiny little piece of a sheretz that's a full limb that's less than kadasha, mitamin. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan himself say about that? Ein lo kina l'enam chazayit, but you don't get makot unless you had a kazayit. Tuma, yes, but not makot, which means he distinguishes between tuma and eating. And he was praising Rabbi Yosef Chanina for connecting the two. So Rava b'muvta l'ini barakatuv. Rava says that's very easy. Rabbi Yosef Chanina was talking about, Rabbi Yochanan was praising him about, the eight shratzim that the Torah designated for tuma. Those eight that generate tumat shratzim when they're dead, the choled, v'achbar, v'tinshamet, etc., those also have isur achila and chiyuv achila for eating a ka'adasha. Other ones, like anything else, you're not allowed to eat, it's because I eat much bigger. So Amalei Ravada Barav Alurava. So he turned him and said to him, "Liatavei manami liflikibei muvdelet sheni muvdelet." Remember, the Torah designated eight shratzim latuma. The Torah also designated certain animals that were allowed to eat. The shor, seich savim, seizim, and then about seven chayot, all listed in re'e. So why don't we make that same distinction and say that an avela of a behemat tahora is because I, but of a behemat me'az may be a different shear. The answer is, Amaleki kamakish rachmana lebaltashaktsu. The Torah put them together into our pasuk, the first pasuk on the page, just to put them into one single isur of baltashaktsu, of lotuchlum, of eating. Aval shiurim lo, it didn't combine them for shiurim, and therefore the shiurim of sheretz and shiurim of beima are separate. Sheretz sometimes has a karasha, beima always has kazayit. Okay, let's pause at this point. We'll do the final podcast of this short parak, and the next time, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.